From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea has fired two back-to-back ballistic missiles, the first deemed unsuccessful. The second traveled an estimated 400 kilometers before falling into the Sea of Japan. Both were identified as medium-range Musudan missiles, which the North has repeatedly failed to successfully launch this year. Analyst and former U.S. Air Force intelligence officer Cedric Layton calls the second of the two launches a partial success.
It does not meet the success criteria for the full range of the Musudan. However, it shows that they can launch a missile basically undetected, and they are willing to work with that. So it is a partial success for them, but it also represents the stage that they're at in terms of missile development, and they will further refine that and create longer-range tests.
The Musudan missile has a reported range of up to 4,000 kilometers, which, if fired successfully, can reach targets in Japan, China, and Guam. Layton calls the tests a direct challenge to U.S. strategic interests in the region. U.S. spokesman John Kirby condemned the latest attempts, which violate U.N. Security Council resolutions prohibiting such activities. At least 20 civilians were killed Tuesday in an explosion at an ammunition depot controlled by a militia group in Misrata, in western Libya, town of Gariboli, east of the capital Tripoli. Dozens more were wounded in the blast, the cause unknown. One resident is quoted as saying it was involving a wage dispute. Meanwhile, local forces to Libya's unity government say their assault on the Islamic State-held coastal city of Sirte continues. At least 16 members of the force killed, dozens wounded. This is VOA News.